The state has invalidated last spring's test results for a Seattle elementary school after finding lots of erasures and improbably high scores. It's the first time an entire school's state test scores have been thrown out due to tampering. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld joins us to talk about the situation. Ann, how did this first come to light?
Well, the district first noticed that there was something fishy about the tests from Beacon Hill International School in South Seattle. The scores were unusually high across the board among the third and fifth through fifth grade students, and those are the grades that take the MSP test in elementary school. The district asked the state to investigate.
And what do we know about the extent of the changes that made to the tests?
Well, when the state looked at it, they found a huge number of erasures of incorrect answers and the correct answers filled in instead. So, for example, on one third grade math question in particular, every single student in third grade got the answer right, already kind of weird, but 30 tests showed that the students' answers had initially been wrong but were erased and changed to the right answer. So every single wrong answer was erased and changed. And the result was that the school looked like it was doing a lot better than it had in recent years and certainly doing much better than most schools around the state. So state officials ran data analyses on the scores and found that, yes, it was highly unlikely that these scores were authentic, and they threw out the entire school's spring test results.
Well, this is troubling. What are school officials doing to try to address this?
The state has concluded its investigation. They say that was only to help this school district out. And they're not doing anything else or expecting anything else from the district. But the district has an ongoing investigation to find out who was responsible for the tampering and what went wrong. So they say they've hired an outside investigator to talk to people at the school, from the students to administrators, to try to figure out how to fix the gaps in the future. And they'll want to look at who had keys to any rooms where the tests were stored, and generally the chain of custody after the student completed the tests. Stacey Howard is a district spokeswoman, and she points out that the state tests given last spring has been discontinued in favor of new tests that will be aligned with the new Common Core state standards.
And now we're on to the Smarter Balance testing, and so we're hoping that, you know, that'll better evaluate students' progress towards college and career readiness, and they will be computer-based, and hopefully that will decrease the odds of something like this happening again.
You know, there have been other incidents around the country where there was suspected tampering with test results at public schools. Educators at Atlanta Public Schools are on trial, accused of manipulating test scores. What happened there?
Well, we know a lot about Atlanta because a lot of teachers have already come forward to say they were pressured by administrators to change student test scores from wrong to right answers that have erasure parties, they said, in order to keep their schools afloat and in order to guarantee cash bonuses for everyone from support staff at the school to the district superintendent.
Now, what similarities are there between that situation in Atlanta and what we know thus far about Beacon Hill Elementary?
Well, no one is calling it cheating yet at the district or the state level. They say that is yet to be determined. Seattle doesn't offer the same kinds of cash bonuses for teachers based on student performance. Teachers do have student test scores factored into their evaluations to a certain extent. But principals and administrators do get thousands of dollars of annual bonuses if their students are doing well, including on test scores. It's not clear who was responsible for this or whether this was even cheating. There are other possible examples. It could be someone who objects to standardized testing, trying to sabotage the school's test results in order to prove a point, or someone could have done this just to make the school look bad. But there are a lot of people who have warned for years that the increasing pressure on teachers and administrators to boost test scores created an unhealthy incentive for cheating, so that suspicion is out there.
Well, when we find out what actually happened, we'll hear more from KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld about it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's The Record on KUOW.